think there's a certain irony in that statement, because this man was convicted for directing terrorism, and principally the organization, the real IRA, that planted the bomb in Omagh and destroyed the lives of 31 innocent men, women and children, with no regard whatsoever for their human rights. I think if Michael McKevitt has medical problems, it is important, and I've no doubt that the authorities will make sure he gets the best possible treatment for that. But I don't see any reason why these are procedures that are carried out regularly, and I don't see any reason why this man couldn't carry out his sentence. It's just unbelievable that the five independent TDs cite reasons such as human rights when we're coming up to the 17th anniversary and we haven't had any justice or truth. And I think their energy would be better directed at trying to find answers for the people of Omagh. We haven't had any contact from the Garda since 2006, 2007. We don't know if there's a live investigation still going on into the Omagh bombing. We've repeatedly asked for meetings with the Taoiseach, and he's made various excuses for not meeting the families. We have very serious issues regarding issues around intelligence and how it was managed in the lead up to and after the Omagh bomb. So there's many very important issues here for the victims' families, and I feel that their energy would be better placed in supporting the families. Mr. McKevitt's human rights will be protected. Ireland is a modern European democratic country, and I've no doubt that he will, and it's quite right that he should get the best treatment possible.
So as far as you're concerned here, the argument that the five TDs are making, it's a void argument. Does it leave a sour taste in the mouth, hearing this news that they're backing the release of Michael McKevitt?
Well, it just questions, where is their moral authority and their guidance in all of this? You know, these are people elected by the constituents of Donegal and right across Ireland. And there are a lot of very important issues facing Irish people today. And a convicted terrorist in jail, who they say has less than a year to serve, that to me, I'm not diminishing anybody's health issues, but I think there are far bigger issues for the people of Donegal and for the other counties throughout Ireland.